Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
It's 48 degrees in Lawrence, 49 in Abilene, 46 in Chanute. It is 4:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online as well at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the multinational vocal quartet Il Divo with guest instrumental trio Simply Three, Wednesday, March 11th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. That's in 12 minutes. At 4:36, we're going to tell you about the formal investigation that's been launched into what exactly happened when a missile hit a school building in Iran. Right now, it suggests that the U.S. fired that missile. The president suggested Iran was to blame. We're going to try and get to the bottom of it, and we'll tell you about the investigation here in just a few moments. Also, before we get to 5 o'clock, consumers are paying a whole lot less for eggs than they were this time a year ago.
There has never been a better time to buy eggs. They're especially affordable right now.
Good news for egg dyers of all ages. More on what's behind the dramatic turnaround and why it's actually not great news for egg farmers coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
We have a flood warning till Friday afternoon for the Maricene River at Osawatomie, a red flag warning for most of the KPR listening area tomorrow from noon to 8 p.m. does include the cities of Topeka, Council Grove, and Abilene. It's 4:20.
KPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight and more. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance at 9th and Iowa Street, serving Lawrence since 1958 with new and used appliance sales and repairs. Information about available services and products at stonebackappliance.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 48 degrees in Lawrence and 49 in Topeka. It's 4:30.
Says it's also working to increase the number of advertisers whose identity it verifies to reduce abuse. It says it wants 90% of ad revenue to come from verified advertisers by the end of the year, up from 70% now.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A proposed amendment to the Kansas Constitution could put abortion back on the Kansas ballot. Beck Shackelford-Wangonga reports.
Senator Mike Thompson, a Republican from Shawnee, recently proposed an amendment that would establish fetal personhood in Kansas, giving a fetus the same legal rights as a child. The change is framed as an amendment to, quote, clearly guarantee the equal rights of men and women beginning at conception. The proposal is one of several aimed at banning abortion this legislative session. It comes as Supreme Court Justice Marla Lugert, who has voted to protect abortion rights in the past, is set to retire later this month. Kansans will weigh in later this year about whether to directly elect Supreme Court justices. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wangonga.
A proposed plan at the Kansas State House would require parents to approve app downloads and purchases made by their kids. But as State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, this bill is causing concerns from both sides of the political aisle.
The App Store Accountability Act would require companies that run app stores to verify the age of users in Kansas. App stores would also have to show parents information about the app, including its age rating and data information. While many Republicans agreed with the sentiment of the proposed legislation, some were worried the bill asks the government to do the job of parenting. Democratic Representative Dan Osmond was concerned that kids like his nephew that use glucose monitoring apps would need constant parental approval.
If his parents are not on top of it, his app will stop working.
Similar bills requiring parental consent for app users under 18 have already passed in four states. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas education officials say they are looking at individualized literacy plans for students in kindergarten through third grade who need more support learning to read. A literacy plan would help keep teachers and families on the same page about a student's reading needs as the student makes their way through school. Laurie Curtis is with the Kansas State Department of Education.
Helping as a state provide a template, a guidance document, so they know what needs to be collected, what needs to be shared, so there is transparency with families.
Last year, a task force set guidelines for how the state could improve student literacy. The recommendations include additional training for teachers and staff and improving reading instruction for college students studying to become teachers. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, highs in the upper 50s. Gusty winds out of the southwest could make it feel a bit colder, though. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, still breezy, lows in the lower 40s. There's a red flag warning, high grassland fire danger for much of the KPR listening area tomorrow from noon to 8 p.m. This is KPR, and it's 4:35.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News.
Meg, good morning.
Get your news from reporters who see for themselves. Listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Many other frequencies as well, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, welcoming French jazz singer Cyril Ami, whose music blends jazz, pop, and Caribbean rhythms. Saturday, March 14th at 7:30. More at follytheater.org.
Thanks for joining us as we head into the evening hours. An update of news headlines is coming your way at 5:01. Then the International Energy Agency says its member countries will be releasing 400 million barrels of oil from their reserves.
The largest ever release of emergency oil stocks in our agency's history.
It's an effort to ease oil prices that are soaring because of the war in Iran, but will it really do a lot of good? We'll look into it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, with a philanthropic focus extending to over 100 organizations, helping those in need and focusing on education, health, and the arts. More information at securitybenefit.com.
It's 48 degrees in Lawrence, 46 in Atchison. It's 10 minutes before 5.
AI's impact and evolving priorities. The survey can be explored at clarivate.com. From Amazon Business, offering business buying tools and technology with the goal of simplifying how to stock up to get ahead. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
With Morning Edition from NPR News, you don't have to wonder where your information is coming from, because we tell you. Get your news straight from the source every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us today. Two more hours of All Things Considered still to come. It's 48 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and the time is 5 o'clock.
Learn more at fjc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
It's 49 degrees in Topeka, 50 in Manhattan. You're listening to KPR, it's 506. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you for joining us. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines, of course, at 5:30. At just about a quarter of pilot programs in several states are now allowing for treated wastewater to be distributed for drinking.
It's really just recycled water. It is chemically clean. It is biologically clean.
However, a lot of people aren't super inclined to take corporate word for it. It's kind of a tough sell. We will find out more about what companies are doing to make people trust the cleanliness of recycled wastewater. Also, we will talk about the U.S. men's sled hockey team going for a fifth gold medal at the Winter Paralympics in Milan Cortina. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Delicias del Sur, now hosting private events and offering catering for any occasion, featuring a variety of South American flavors, located at 724 Massachusetts Street. More at Delicias del Sur's Facebook page.
There's a flood warning in effect until Friday afternoon for the Mercine River at Osawatomie. Red flag warnings going into effect tomorrow, starting at noon for much of the KPR listening area. This includes Topeka, Council Grove, Abilene, Atchison, St. Joseph. It does not include Emporia. It does not include Lawrence, but still be cautious. If you're doing any outdoor burning, it is prohibited in much of the state at this point. It's 5:20.
Fadl in the Mideast on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us bright and early tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Anytime. Tune in, get the latest national, international, and regional news with Morning Edition.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up in just about 40 seconds. It's 49 degrees in Lawrence, 50 in Manhattan, 49 in Abilene. It is 5:30.
And similar to the previous month, the March cost of living index could be a lot uglier. Now, the U.S. war with Iran has triggered a spike in gasoline prices. AAA says gas prices have jumped about 60 cents a gallon since the war began. Gas prices were already creeping up last month, along with rent and grocery prices. Falling prices for used cars and auto insurance helped keep the February inflation rate in check.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A proposed amendment to the Kansas Constitution could put abortion back on the ballot. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has more.
Senator Mike Thompson, a Republican from Shawnee, recently proposed an amendment that would establish fetal personhood in Kansas, giving a fetus the same legal rights as a child. The change is framed as an amendment to, quote, clearly guarantee the equal rights of men and women beginning at conception. The proposal is one of several aimed at banning abortion this legislative session. It comes as Supreme Court Justice Marla Lugert, who has voted to protect abortion rights in the past, is set to retire later this month. Kansans will weigh in later this year about whether to directly elect Supreme Court justices. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
A proposed sports authority board will include many representatives of the state of Kansas, but some city officials are also looking for Kansas City, Kansas, and Olathe representation. Zach Boblett has more.
The Kansas Sports Authority is designed to oversee the construction, financing, and management of the new Kansas City Chiefs facilities. The board as written would include people appointed by the governor, legislative leadership, the chiefs, and the Kansas Secretary of Commerce. It does not include any representation from Olathe or Kansas City, Kansas, despite the facilities being built in the two cities. KCK Mayor and CEO Crystal Watson said she supports the idea and wants to work with the state, but needs a seat at the table first.
Representation is not valid if we have no vote. And so it would be important for us to be able to have that seat.
Kansas taxpayers will cover a majority of the costs to build the new chief's facilities. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Vape shops in Kansas are suing the state over last October's raids by the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. The KBI says it raided shops that were illegally selling products infused with THC, the active ingredient of marijuana. But the shops say the products they were selling are perfectly legal, and now they're suing, claiming their constitutional rights were violated by what they are calling, quote, the illegal search and seizure of their products. The plaintiffs are vape shops in Independence and Abilene. The Topeka Capital Journal reports their suit has been filed in U.S. District Court. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 5:35.
From NPR News.
At Morning Edition, we take you to the places where the news is breaking so you get a clear idea of what's happening and why.
The Trump administration repeatedly called the protesters anarchists and insurrectionists, and this is simply not the case. I was there. These protests have been...
Listen for the latest developments on the biggest news stories every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
And you can hear Morning Edition on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 90.3 FM in Chanute, we are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org or use the app. We have audio on demand there with a whole lot more. KPR app, wherever you get apps. We have a version for iOS and a version for Android.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where students engage in hands-on learning and research, preparing graduates for real-world challenges that contribute to communities across Kansas and beyond. More information at k-state.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, we are going to have an overview on the Strait of Hormuz, one of the better-known straits in the world. Straits of Magellan, Straits of Malacca, Bering Strait. Strait of Hormuz, very well-known. Connecting the Persian Gulf to the Indian Ocean. Why is it so important, and why do so many ships use it? We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
Clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 20s. It is 49 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 6.
Learn more at amazonbusiness.com. This is NPR.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just tell you what's happening, we tell you why. Listen for the latest developments on the biggest breaking news stories every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and KansasPublicRadio.org. News headlines are coming up in 1 minute. The time is 6 o'clock.
On the web at theschmidt.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Folly Theater, welcoming French jazz singer Cyril Ami, whose music blends jazz, pop, and Caribbean rhythms. Saturday, March 14th at 7:30. More at follytheater.org.
48 degrees in Lawrence. It is 46 in Atchison, 49 in Chanute. It is 6:06.
Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Many other frequencies as well throughout the state of Kansas. You can also listen online on the World Wide Web. KansasPublicRadio.org is the address. Thanks so much for tuning in. In just about 12 minutes, an update of news headlines, followed by a report on eggs. Remember how everybody was very upset about the price of eggs literally a year ago? Well, they're not as expensive now. Why is that? There are a couple of reasons, actually, and why that's not such good news if you're a big butter and egg man, as they used to say back in the 20s. Yes, I am about that old. Also, before we get to 7 o'clock, a conversation with Jake Sullivan, who worked in the White House during times of global conflict as President Biden's national security advisor. And we are going to talk to him about the framing of the war with Iran. It's all coming up on KPR.
Do you have an IRA? Are you 70 and a half years or older? Would you like to support KPR? If the answer to all of these questions is yes, then consider a charitable distribution to KPR. To learn more, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Support tab.
There's a flood warning till Friday afternoon for the Mercine River at Osawatomie. We also have red flag warnings going into effect throughout much of the KPR listening area tomorrow from noon to about 8 p.m. Very high grassland fire danger tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
It's 48 degrees in Lawrence, 48 in Topeka as well. It's 6:20.
NPR News.
Listeners to Morning Edition heard President Trump's former national security advisor on the war against Iran.
I'm increasingly worried because it really is unclear what Trump's objectives are, that they've done sufficient planning.
So what's the next move? News from Washington and from Leila Fadel in the Mideast. Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition will be coming your way. Do join us. It's a great way to start off your day with the latest information.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 48 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 6:30.
Again today, the Dow lost 289 points, down 0.5%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A proposed amendment to the Kansas Constitution could put abortion back on the ballot. Beck Shackelford-Wanganga has more.
Senator Mike Thompson, a Republican from Shawnee, recently proposed an amendment that would establish fetal personhood in Kansas, giving a fetus the same legal rights as a child. The change is framed as an amendment to, quote, clearly guarantee the equal rights of men and women beginning at conception. The proposal is one of several aimed at banning abortion this legislative session. It comes as Supreme Court Justice Marla Lugert, who has voted to protect abortion rights in the past, is set to retire later this month. Kansans will weigh in later this year about whether to directly elect Supreme Court justices. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
A proposed plan at the Kansas State House would require parents to approve app downloads and purchases made by their kids. But as State House reporter Zach Boblett explains, the bill is raising concerns from both sides of the political aisle.
The App Store Accountability Act would require companies that run app stores to verify the age of users in Kansas. App stores would also have to show parents information about the app, including its age rating and data information. While many Republicans agreed with the sentiment of the proposed legislation, some were worried the bill asks the government to do the job of parenting. Democratic Representative Dan Osmond was concerned that kids like his nephew, that use glucose monitoring apps, would need constant parental approval.
If his parents are not on top of it, his app will stop working.
Similar bills requiring parental consent for app users under 18 have already passed in four states. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Kansas education officials say they're looking at individualized literacy plans for students in K through third grade who need more support learning to read. Such plans help keep teachers and families on the same page about a student's reading needs as the student makes their way through school. Here's Laurie Curtis with the Kansas State Department of Education.
Helping as a state provide a template, a guidance document, so they know what needs to be collected, what needs to be shared, so there is transparency with families.
Last year, a task force set guidelines for how the state could improve student literacy. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
People who listen to NPR News face the facts with familiar voices. We are all figuring out the world together.
You just pointed out this is a complicated subject. We could spend the hour just talking about this, but what do you think needs to happen?
And though the news can be hard, we let ourselves laugh.
Do I have a short voice?
If someone said annoying voice, maybe I'd be like that.
Morning Edition from NPR News is here for you and with you. Listen every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will have your local news.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, many, many other frequencies scattered around the state, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this evening. Coming up in our next half hour, if you're joining us on KPR1 stations, an update of news headlines followed by Stardate, followed by 2 hours of classical music. If you're joining us on KPR2, up next, we have the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing backup power, such as automatic standby generators and backup battery systems for businesses and homes that can be used during storm season. More at cromwellsolar.com.
There is a flood warning till Friday afternoon for the Mercine River at Osawatomie. Red flag warnings, high grassland fire danger going into effect tomorrow from noon to about 8 p.m. for most of the KPR listening area.
Public and national libraries on AI's impact and evolving priorities. The survey can be explored at clarivate.com. From Amazon Business, offering business buying tools and technology with the goal of simplifying how to stock up to get ahead. Learn more at amazonbusiness.com. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
My voice is not AI. On Morning Edition from NPR News, you will always hear humans reporting stories about other humans for humans like you.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow and hear Steve's human voice, 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Stay tuned. News headlines are up next, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music. I think it's Steve Steele hosting tonight. Then at 9 o'clock, we shift gears and you will hear evening jazz.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
A flood warning is in effect until Friday afternoon for the Maritsine River at Osawatomie. We also have red flag warnings going into effect tomorrow at noon. That means high grassland fire danger. This is for much of the KPR listening area. It doesn't include Lawrence, doesn't include Kansas City, but does include Topeka, Council Grove, Abilene. So be aware. Use caution. Don't discard cigarettes out a window. Use care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Lebanon's death toll from Israeli strikes has risen to more than 600. The UN says the war has displaced more than 800,000 people in Lebanon. 200,000 of them are children. The Israeli army is hitting southern Lebanon and the suburbs of Beirut as it targets Hezbollah strongholds. NPR's Hadil Al-Shalchi reports.
At the Sports City football stadium on the outskirts of Beirut, nearly 800 people are now crammed into white tents pitched by volunteers. People haven't had access to clean bathrooms and say they haven't showered for days. Samer Safah is the general manager of Makhzoumi Foundation, a nonprofit trying to help equip the stadium to make it more livable. He says resources are very limited.
What we have budgeted for within this year, we cannot cater, okay, for 500,000 displaced.
Safah says organizations like his are feeling the impact of President Trump's cuts to international humanitarian aid, making it difficult to provide essential services to those in need in Lebanon. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Beirut.
Gas prices are rising again across the U.S., and tensions in the Middle East are part of the reason. After U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran, oil markets have been on edge. The Texas Newsroom's Lucio Vasquez reports.
Gas prices are climbing as crude oil, the main ingredient in gasoline, becomes more expensive. AAA says the national average price for a gallon of regular gas was just under $3 a month ago. Now it's up by nearly 60 cents.
When you look at the bigger picture over the last week or two, you see an increase in crude oil prices. That's after the U.S. intervention in Iran.
Daniel Armbruster with AAA says the big concern now is whether the conflict disrupts global oil shipments, which could push prices even higher.
How that plays out in the coming weeks is going to be really important as to how long we see elevated gas prices.
For now, analysts say it's still difficult to predict how much higher prices could climb in the weeks ahead. For NPR News, I'm Lucio Vasquez in Houston.
President Trump used a swing through Ohio and Kentucky to push an economic message and attack Republican Congressman Thomas Massie, even as the conflict in Iran threatens to overshadow his agenda.
He's disloyal to the Republican Party. He's disloyal to the people of Kentucky. And most importantly, he is disloyal to the United States of America. And he's got to be voted out of office as soon as possible.
Massie is one of the few remaining congressional Republicans who has dared to defy Trump. He's opposed Trump's military campaigns in Iran and Venezuela and was one of the primary sponsors of the bill to release files related to sex trafficking investigations into Jeffrey Epstein. Trump is supporting Massie's primary election opponent, Ed Gallrein. U.S. stocks remained relatively calm today. The S&P 500 dropped a fraction. This is NPR News.
Stardate March 11th. Winter brings out the big dogs, some of the most prominent constellations of all. And one of those really is a dog, Canis Major, the big dog. It's best known for Sirius, the dog star, the brightest star in the night sky. It's a third of the way up the southern sky at nightfall. But there's much more to Canis Major than just Sirius. It includes several bright stars, most of which are below or to the right of Sirius. When you link them up, they do form the outline of a dog. Like all constellations, Canis Major consists of more than just a connect-the-dots pattern of stars, though. It covers a patch of sky that includes everything within its borders. And in that area, you can find several deep sky objects. Objects like star clusters, which are far beyond most of the individual stars visible in Canis Major. Perhaps the best known is Messier 41. It's not far below Sirius, and it's an easy target for binoculars. It's about 2,300 light-years away and includes 100 or more stars. The cluster probably is about 200 million years old. At that age, its biggest, heaviest stars have expired. They've left behind small, dense corpses known as white dwarfs. The next heaviest stars soon will follow the same path. Those stars have puffed up to become red giants. They're easily visible through binoculars, sparkling red and orange jewels along the collar of the big dog. More about Canis Major tomorrow. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
First Sonata. Hi, I'm Jake Armitage. Do you like watching the All-Star Game? There's no shame in it. It's just fun. Everyone's doing what they're best at. German opera composer Giacomo Meyerbeer took the same approach to an opera company. He made up a new style of opera just by letting everybody play to their strengths. Everyone did what they were best at. So one thing he did was to merge the German orchestra style, which was the best in the world, with Italian vocal tradition, also the best in the world at the time. And this was kind of heresy up to that point, but it worked great. It's kind of like Germans are better at beer, and Italians are better at wine. Here's music from the 1859 French opera comique, Dinor, the overture by Meyerbeer.
Thank you.